Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, Webb is a great pitcher. I knew like it was gonna be a close game. It was a matter of who, you know, keep out the first run first. So, you know, they got me first there. A couple, you know, bases that, you know, they got eyes on there. And then after that, since the beginning, you know, he was on point. He was, you know, he's a ground ball pitcher. You know, he got us a great, you know, sinker rate, change. So, I think, you know, against somebody like that, you had to be at your best.
No walks last night. It seemed like you were really filling up the strike zone well. Were there any adjustments that you made going into last night's start that translated into having so much success?
Yeah, I think just attacking the hitters, you know. And I think last time I was attacking the hitters, getting ahead in the count. And then after that, I was, you know, trying to make perfect pitches. This time I was just going out the hitters, you know, trying to, you know, throw a strike, not, you know, wasting my pitches, trying to get deep in the game.
You go back a long way with Carlos Mendoza, not just to your time in the major leagues with the Yankees, but all the way back to the minor leagues. What do you remember about Carlos as a young minor league coach to what he is now as a big league manager?
I mean, for me, he's the same guy. You know, he always been a great guy, great communicator. So, you know, last night he told me, you know, I know you want to go up there, but, you know, I've seen you a little bit tired, so that's going to be it. So I appreciate, like, you know, somebody like that who knows the players, or who, you know, how to talk to them. They know, they play the game, and they know how you feel. So it just goes a long way, somebody like that can communicate with players, and then we can communicate back to him.
When it came time to sign a free agent contract, that familiarity with Carlos, did that play into coming and joining the Mets?
Yes, of course. I mean, not only him, but all the other tools, you know, all the guys that I play with. But, you know, one of the main things was just, you know, I think working for him as his first year, I think that helped.
You're in a unique situation that there are not many players that have had a chance to take the mound in both a Mets and a Yankees uniform. Just to be able to do that, what does that mean to you?
Man, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for everything, you know. I'm grateful that I'm healthy and I can compete again, you know. This is a great organization that has been, you know, battling in New York for a long time. So it's great to see the both sides of the city, you know, and compete against those teams.
New York as a city, when you first got there, was it intimidating? Was it something that you had to get used to when you were a young kid coming up with the Yankees?
I mean, at the beginning it was a little bit tough, but, you know, after a couple of years, you know, I understand the culture of New York. You know, I understand the fans, and at the end of everything, they want you to be good. You know, and if you're not good, they're gonna let you know. So, and I appreciate that. You know, I don't when I'm not in my best. You know, I don't want to be, you know, somebody tell me, oh, you're good. No, if it's not down the truth, you know, I have to go out there and compete. And the thing is, when you're really good, they're going to love you.
Carlos has talked about just how much you've matured over the last year. Were there any specific adjustments that you made this offseason from 2023 to 2024?
For me, just, I think a couple of years back, I mean, I was used to just, you know, throw everything from the first inning, you know, 98. Right now, I'm just, you know, trying to save my arm from when I need it. You know, I think the first couple innings yesterday, I was 94, 95. And then I got in trouble, and then, you know, I always have something in the tank that I can go back to it. So just right now I'm more pitching than throwing. So I think that helped me a lot.
Thanks, Luis. Good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.